you have in the past said you are going to vote against frivolous resolutions. Is that the reason why you were the lone no vote on this?
I wouldn't quite say that it was a frivolous resolution, but I voted no on it because they had used this resolution as a bargaining chip to allow for another resolution to pass that would reestablish the actual facts of the House of Representatives in the Congressional Visitor Center. It is clearly etched in stone above the Speaker's chair in the House chambers, "In God We Trust." The architect of the Capitol has been for years trying to eradicate any sign of faith or Christianity from the Capitol itself and from the historical documents that that flow from it, even to the extent of refusing to allow "In the Year of Our Lord" to be listed in a flag that's flown on a particular date above the Capitol. So this was a deal that we had to put another monument up to slavery in order to even get a resolution passed that would reestablish the historical fact in the Congressional Visitors Center. And we have no business in this Congress trading and amending history in that fashion. So that's why I voted no. I put a marker down to say I'm out of patience with these kind of maneuverings. And I would just add that, you know, there were about 645,000 slaves that were brought to the United States, and I'm with Martin Luther King Jr. on this. His documents and his speeches, I read most of them, and I agree with almost every word that came out of him. Slavery was abhorrent, but it was also a fact of life in those centuries where it existed. And of the 645,000 Africans that were brought here to be forcibly put into slavery in the United States, there were over 600,000 people that gave their lives in the Civil War to put an end to slavery. And I don't see the monument to that in the Congressional Visitors Center, and I think it's important that we have a balanced depiction of history. There was a quid pro quo, a deal made that the historical depiction of the Speaker's chamber, the Speaker's seat in the floor of the House, that today and has for beginning of time said etched in stone, "In God We Trust." The picture of it, that is the depiction of it in the Congressional Visitor Center, they had photoshopped that language off of the picture. So the architect of the Capitol had gone in and, or directed someone to go in, and photoshopped and scrubbed the language "In God We Trust" that was clearly visible in the picture of the Speaker's chair that's shown in the Congressional Visitor Center. And in order to get them to agree to put the real language back in the picture so the picture was real, we had to agree to pass a resolution to put another monument up to slavery. So it was a trade-off that we had to apparently give up something in order to get the truth back. And I rejected that idea, and I think there were a lot of members that would have liked to have voted no with me.
So why were you the only no?
I think it's simply many of them thought, I don't want to die on that hill. It's not worth fighting over. But this is a series of incrementalism that's coming. And it's almost a daily activity of undermining our history and our American values. And additionally, the generations that will be seeing this need to know that our Judeo-Christian heritage is an essential foundation stone of our great nation. They need to know that. And also, those generations that come through, there's an entire room that was named the Emancipation, or excuse me, it was named the Great Hall, to honor all the immigrants that helped build America. But we had to change that to Emancipation Hall in order to honor the slaves. So I'm okay with that. I mean, the slaves made a big contribution, and they paid a big price, and it was a costly endeavor to put an end to slavery, and that's an important part of our history. But also, our Christianity is an important part of our history, and I will argue it's more important than slavery, and it's the core of our civilization here, and it should not be scrubbed from the Congressional Visitor Center or any depiction of the reality of America or our history. And I would also remind the people across the country that our founding fathers and the people who followed them in this U.S. Capitol went to church in the Capitol for the first 60 years after the Capitol itself was built. And yet, the architect of the Capitol would like to deny all of the actual history of our Christian, our Judeo-Christian foundation.
So when will the picture in the Capitol Visitor Center be unscrubbed, so to speak?
Well, I don't know. I would hope that took place after the vote immediately, but I haven't gone over there to follow up on it, and it's something that I do need to do. And actually, I need to take a very slow walk through there and just evaluate it. But there is a group of us here in Congress, and it's a relatively large group, who have been meeting for several years in an effort to try to maintain the an actual historically accurate depictions of Christianity within our history. And it's been met at every turn by the opponents of it that just simply want to scrub the reality of our Christian faith from our history. So this is not something that just popped up in the last week. This is something that we've been working on for several years.
I hadn't read any stories that mentioned this quid pro quo thing.
It was the deal. You know, I sat there and looked at that board for quite a while last night, and I thought this through, and I knew I was going to be the only one, and I thought, I just can't. I just cannot simply go along with this and let them do what they're doing to our history. It doesn't have anything to do with slavery to speak of, really. It has to do with them trying to amend our history after the fact. And at some point, somebody had to draw the line, and no one else had the will to do it when the issue came up with slavery.